Now, you will recall a devastating fire took place in four parks in Farran 4, the headquarters and the processing, cleaning and ironing facility for Diamond Linen, the young Kerry company based in Farran 4. It was hit by a devastating fire on the morning of the All-Ireland final. I went to the site yesterday to speak to Conor Hennigan, their managing director, and Eileen O'Leary, their commercial and sales manager, who took me on a tour of the devastation and talked about what's been like since then, and their story of, first of all, survival, resilience and renewal of the company as they got through the busy summer period.
Hi, I'm Conor Hennigan from Dumont Linen here in Farran 4. I'm the managing director, and with my colleague here, Eileen.
Hi, I'm Eileen O'Leary. I am commercial and sales manager here at Dumont Linen.
Well, where we are right now is we're standing outside our premises here in Farran 4 on the morning of the All-Ireland final, which was a bittersweet day for us. It was obviously a great day for the Kingdom of Kerry, but it wasn't such a good day for us here personally.
When you first saw that phone call, what was it like? Take me back to that morning.
A bit of an ironic scenario in that our landline, we recently transferred our provider for Wi-Fi and phone at home, and my phone never came through, so it wasn't ringing. So one of the lads called out to the house to me at about 7 o'clock that morning, and unfortunately it was a bit of a devastating blow. We're a very young company, we're only up and running sort of 18 months, just finding our feet. It was a very challenging startup, and this was just an awful hammer blow, I suppose. And
did you race out here?
Yeah, we came out, and you know, some of the team were already here. We were very fortunate. Our technical manager Graham had we had a monitoring company in Dublin for lots of reasons, monitoring the unit for us in the evening times and night time, and they detected something at 4:05, and they called Graham. Graham had an app on his phone, so he was able to look at the cameras. There wasn't any intruder. That was our first thought. But the second piece then was he noticed something, a little bit of an orange glow. He jumped in his car. He got over here. He was here about 20:25 past four. Luckily, Kerry County Council, the fire brigade, was here. Three tenders arrived. One from Castle Island, one from Tralee, and one from Killarney. Rapid response, in all fairness, and great credit to them. But unfortunately, by 5 o'clock, the place was gone. Yeah, it was an awful blow, Gerry. And I suppose like that morning, what you do, you know, you face reality, and it's bitter and it's sad. And we had a little cry, but you put that behind you then, and you say to yourself, well, what are we going to do? We were fortunate in some respects on a very unfortunate day for us that a lot of our product was out in hotels, and a lot of our customers were at their busiest time. Beds would have been dressed, spare linen was in the pantries. So we hatched a plan that morning. Stephen Enright, our GM, fortunately worked in the laundry game before he came to work with us, and he worked with King's Laundry and Elise. So he managed, through one of his contacts, one of his former bosses had just purchased a laundry in Dublin. They, fortunately for us, had capacity in their plant. So then it was a case of how are we going to get our linen in, and how are we going to get it to Dublin, etc., etc. An amazing response from all our neighbours that morning here. By 10 o'clock, most of them had come on site. Kevin Minehan, who owns the warehouse cafe here, one of his team arrived and said, listen, we're going to open the cafe for you. Do you want coffees? Do you want anything? You know, anything we needed. Dennehy Transport came on site. Can they help us in any way? People from the village came, you know, and literally just rallied around us, which was hugely comforting. Hugely, yeah. Comforting. Incredible support, I have to say. We managed that morning to organise transport. So at 7 o'clock on Monday morning, our fleet of trucks, which were all fine, went out, collected all our dirty linen, got it back here to Farran 4. Thankfully, our second unit, we could work from there, so we managed to sort linen, get it into articulated lorries, get it off to Dublin, and that's what we've been operating since.
Eileen, what was it like for you? Take me back to that morning when you heard the news.
So I was actually in Dublin looking forward to the All-Ireland, the great All-Ireland, when I got the call shortly after 4 o'clock in the morning as well. I quickly called Graham, who was already on his way here. So we were having a conversation and hoping that it wasn't as bad as we would have initially thought, but it became very apparent as soon as he turned the corner in here into the centre that it was very serious. However, I suppose, like, it was, I suppose there was a sense of, like, is this actually happening? Is this real? Yeah. You know, but I suppose in initial reaction from, like, staying online with Graham and the team that were here on site was that it was contained within our own building. And there was a relief in that, because at least we know that there wasn't any other business here affected by it. And there was nobody hurt. So it was before our shift started. So all of that. After that, it was pretty much, okay, what can we do now to solve the problems? We managed to activate a plan right away.
You had to do that because you're in a cycle every day. The business you're in, half supplies linen, hotels need it, the dirty linen out, the clean linen in. So it wasn't like, all right, we can stop operations for a month and have a look, like another business might be able to do. Within reason.
And yeah, you're 100% right, Sherry. We had, like, a lot of standing orders that would be repeat, like, pretty much every day of the week, because, you know, our lorries would go to Tralee, they would go to Killarney, they would go to Kenmare, they'd go to Cork. You know, we had to organise a schedule then to fit in with that schedule, if you know what I mean. So, yeah. Like, it was, Eileen referred to something there, like, I'm only one cog in the wheel. Like, I have two fellow directors here in Dumont, but we have a great team on the ground here. Everyone reacted. I honestly don't know how we reacted as quickly as we did to get a plan in place. And so, like, those trucks that left here on Monday morning returned on Tuesday evening with clean linen. And that meant we were very fortunate as well that hotels obviously had some stock in, and we had some stock on the shelves here, so we were able to keep a trickle for the Monday and Tuesday morning, and by Wednesday morning then we had quite a lot of linen on site and we were able to kind of get moving again. And then that process just became a cycle, and thankfully from our point of view and we've gotten better at it, you know, every week since. Like, all our customers were brilliant, they worked with us, and we couldn't have done it without them. You know, we get the sense now that even though we're not washing our own linen, and we've had little issues, but 90% of them are really, really happy with what we're doing. If we can hold our customer base and rebuild and be back in up and running for the 2026 season, that would be success for us.
When did the company start? And tell me a bit about that, Eileen. So
we opened, and our first delivery was in November of 2023. We were very lucky in that we had clients contracted to us prior to November 2023, and we rolled out all the onboarding between November and April of 2024.
Tell me where we're going now.
Well, we're just at the rear of the building here. So when you drive into Four Park, you'll see our branding is still there, although a little bit damaged on the front, but you'll see the unit there. We've just come around to the rear now, which would have been one of our dispatch areas here initially. So we're going to go into the main production unit. So we have two units side by side. This is the unit that got totally destroyed, where we would have literally brought in our linen, washed it, ironed it, packed it, and got it ready for dispatch again. It's a sorry sight, Jerry, we'll go in and I'll just show you the extent of the damage.
Sure.
And the lovely smell that'll hit your nostrils.
Yes. It's some sight when you stand in here.
Yeah, and
see it.
You know, if we have some clips of obviously when we were operational, and this was like every piece of equipment here was brand new. Place was a lot
of the art, really. Like, when you look at the equipment,
So over just behind here, you'll see all the washers and dryers. So that's where we would have brought the linen through, washed it, and dried it, and then it would have gone to, you can see here the remnants of one of our irons, and this was the second iron here. So these were big roller irons, automatic folders on both of them. So literally, like, you clip the sheet or the duvet or the piece of table in, and it comes out folded at the other end. We had two towel folders here. Ironically, this piece of equipment here only went in the last week in April, and the second towel folder only went in, believe it or not, the Monday before the fire. So they were spanking new. Yeah. Like serious investment here in the plant. So we were thriving, I have to say. I mean, as I said to you, it was a difficult startup, but when we got momentum, then desperately unfortunate. And as you can see, it is a very, very sorry sight.
Look at it here now. Is there a shock in that you would have walked through this when it was full capacity, loads of staff flying?
100%. It's actually, all this time later, it's still difficult to stand in here actually and look around. It still makes me very emotional. It really is, because we had the most beautiful plant. We had worked so hard to get to where we wanted to be. Yeah, so it is, it's very difficult to see this, to be honest. Very, very difficult.
And how have the staff been through all this? That's another side you've been managing.
Yeah, of course, that's absolutely very, very relevant. I mean, at the time of the fire, we had 51 people employed here. And of course, when something like this happens, all of the staff are immediately going, okay, that's us done. Our jobs are gone. So, and that was difficult, giving the news and chatting to all of the employees. But thankfully, we are in a stage in a place at the moment where we are currently employing 22 people. Some of those are part-time, working 30 hours a week. The drivers are full-time. Our team leads, administration and management are full-time. So we are still employing 22 people. We have given a very firm commitment as a company that all of the rest of the employees who are on temporary leave will be reinstated as soon as we possibly can do so. Yeah. And we are staying in constant contact with them and trying to help in any way we can. But yes, it is devastating for them, for sure.
Yeah. And Conor, you've obviously, the insurance process as well is another aspect of what you have to deal with straight away in relation to this.
I suppose on the morning of the fire, I had the unenviable task of picking up the phone and firstly ringing our landlord here, Barry Duggan. Barry would be well known around Killarney, and he has quite a bit of property, but he'd be Duggan Steel.
Yes.
And he's the son of Noel C. Duggan's, but what an incredible reaction from him, because he was actually in Dublin. Not a pleasant call, as you can appreciate, to put into Barry, but he was very, very understanding. He said, look, Conor, don't worry about it, we'll deal with that tomorrow. He said, these things happen, and that's been his attitude. He's been just incredible. My next call was to Galvin Murphy, who would be our insurance in Killarney, so I rang Dennis. Dennis was on holidays in Italy, and he was in transit to the airport. He was coming home that day, and ironically, he rang a loss adjuster to alert him, and that was Richard Walsh, another local from Tralee, and Richard was on the case. But the irony of it was, and I won't say what particular establishment they were in Dublin, but Richard and Barry happened to be in the same premises, having a coffee, we'll say. Wink, wink, nod, nod.
Looking forward to an All-Ireland.
Looking forward to an All-Ireland, as you do. So, they had a conversation, and they both were here the following morning, first thing. And I have to say, the planning and things that happened thereafter were of huge comfort to us, because nothing was a problem. We know what we're doing. Leave us at it now to do it, and you give us the information, and we're the professionals, and they have done that, and they have delivered. And we're very fortunate that we're with an international insurance company that has stepped up to the plate as well, and so it was a very emotional time for all the team here, and I suppose now we're looking at it and saying, well, we have new beginnings now, because we're gonna come back stronger. When we started this project, and it was before we ever kind of washed our first sheet here, we were 2 years planning this. So you can imagine the amount of work that went into it. Yes. Now we have to get up and running for the first quarter next year. Are we confident that we can do that? Absolutely. Are we going to be better? Yes, because we have more knowledge now than we had when we started out. Yeah. My game wasn't linen. Eileen's game wasn't linen. And we now know linen. And, you know, we were lucky. Eileen referred to the team as well. We had a great team.
You've managed, but the good news is you've managed to come through the immediate crisis. Like, there was firefighters here that morning, but I imagine you were firefighting for weeks to get through this season and keep clients on board, which is a great success.
Yeah, we certainly were. It was coming into, like, it was the weekend before the August bank holiday weekend, so you can imagine how anxious all our clients were. Yeah. And for us, we just needed to make sure that our clients had sheets to put on beds and table linen to put on their tables for their events. And we did. It wasn't, I won't say it was easy. It was difficult enough at times, yeah. But our clients were absolutely amazing. So we conversed with them every day on a daily basis, and we were asking them, what is it that you need today? And that's how we worked for several weeks until we were able to get our supply coming back to Fire and Four plentiful enough that we were able to give extra stock.
You're starting, is it, you're hoping to start the clean-up and the work Friday, maybe?
I hope it's this Friday where they'll come in now. Looking around here, you can see there's enough. Unfortunately, everything has to be cleared out of here. Yeah. They're going to have to take down all the things. I think the metal infrastructure here, which is the big crossbeams here, you can see them there. They would have been all fire retardant. Now, whether they're still fire, they have to be
assessed.
So I think more than likely they'll all have to come down and we'll have to go from start again. So, yeah. Look, where are we 6 weeks since the fire? It's a sorry state. It's getting sorrier. But, you know, the roof is not in great shape here, and you know, if you had another couple of days like Saturday, we could have issues. So the sooner it gets taken down now, and the sooner we can, it's about a 4 to 5 month rebuild here. But literally, a lot of the equipment you see here that'll be coming back in here, when I say it's nearly plug and play, it nearly is, because these all come on the back of articulated lorries. They're all coming in from mainly from Northern Europe or Southern Europe. Yeah. So a lot of the stuff is we're already talking to customers or to suppliers about what they can do for us. And again, I suppose they're now they're understanding of what our business needs are, and I think that's helping us as well. And we have built up good relationships, which is always helpful. You can see a lot of old burnt linen here.
Yes.
And a lot of our trolleys, you can see linen on the ground there, but they were all, believe it or not, in trolleys, but the actual trolleys melted with the heat. You can see some examples here that are pretty, but not so pretty. So it was a very intense. So temporarily we've taken in, these are our offices, just that we've taken in.
Oh, yes.
So what we do now, we might just walk around the building here. This is one of our, so we have two big trucks and we have this smaller unit here then, and really can get in around the kind of city, as when I said city, the city and the town hotels where traffic is difficult, you know. So, and you have smaller, so we have this unit that probably maybe does two or three runs to Tralee and two or three runs to Killarney every day. Our larger trucks then would go to the bigger hotels. At the moment, where I'm bringing you now is around the back here, so all our dirty linen comes in here.
Yeah.
And what we've done now to speed up the process in Dublin is we actually sort it here. This is the dirty linen as it comes back out of the trolleys.
Yeah.
It goes on a conveyor up here, and then you'll see the team above. So that conveyor comes along, and they sort it by duvet, by sheet, by pillow slip, by tablecloth or whatever. And it goes into bins then, and they're all ready now to be transported. So at 2 o'clock today, we'll have a truck coming here from Dublin.
Yeah.
And that takes about 54 of those baskets.
Yeah.
And that'll go up to Dublin today. And when he's up there, then he'll collect 54 and bring them back down. And they'll be back here first thing in the morning. So he'll probably deliver a truck here overnight. Yeah. And then we're in first thing in the morning then. And we get that clean linen and we load him up with another 54 and away he goes again.
And you can see here, I mean, from like this building is pristine.
Yeah, it's like night and day, right?
And they're
right next door.
Yeah. Next door.
Yeah. So, yeah, absolutely. It is pristine. And we were very lucky that the fire didn't touch this at all, except for a little bit of water damage, which was absolutely no problem to us. Yeah. So that's why we were able to also mobilise so quickly, as Conor mentioned earlier. Our linen was mostly in here. It was either sorted on the shelves with dispatch and clean, or else it was waiting to be sorted and dirty, and the rest of it was out with with our clients. So we were able to mobilise really quickly. As you can see now, it's all nice and calm and quiet in here at the moment because our sorters are just doing their things.
Yeah.
When the next truck rolls up, it's all systems go. It's a hive of activity, and within a very short space of time, the truck is unloaded, it's brought back in here, it's taken to dispatch, and it's literally out the door within an hour to our clients.
Yeah.
So, so there was a lot of positives after the fire, and this was certainly one of them.
Yeah.
If we didn't have this space and if we didn't have our linen, we wouldn't have been able to mobilise so quickly.
Yeah.
And this is the logistics of it. In, out, yeah. Clean, dirty, trolleys, lorries, time on the road. That's the nuts and bolts of it.
That's the nuts and bolts of it. You can see there the shelves now, they're stocked. They're not hugely stocked, but there's enough stock there. So, you know, between now, when the lorry comes in at 2 o'clock, they'll all be filled. We've all our orders are gone for today, so we'll actually start picking then for tomorrow morning. So literally the trucks that come in in the morning, the drivers come in, they literally kind of load, they're gone. They'll probably be out of here by 7:30, and all the hotels will have linen by that are on that first route by let's say if you're down in Sneem or down in Kenmare, the guys are there before 10 o'clock in the morning. So it's a cycle, as you can appreciate.
Can I ask finally, guys, because you've told a very detailed story of where you are now, what sort of messages do you get from people or from other companies or from, I know you talked about the support you got, but from even people in Kerry, like reaching out to you in your time of trouble?
It's hard to actually put into words, because I get quite emotional. I'm kind of an emotional person, but the amount of people who came up and, dare I say, even hugged us, Jerry, was just like, just, you know, anything we can do. Fella said, listen, can we come out? Do you want us to do anything? I have a couple of lads here. You know, like hotels, businesses around here, like the outpouring of understanding. I mean, on the morning in question, obviously, quite a lot of our hotel customers were up for a great occasion in Dublin. And word, I heard subsequently from talking to them, like that the word travelled. And the first thing was, how's Conor and how are the team? It wasn't, we might have it like so. And the amount of texts I got from people who are not even customers out, but I would know them. Some of them with laundry said, listen, can we do anything for you? You know, that we're willing to help was just hugely, I suppose, supportive from an emotional point of view. It was very, very emotional, I have to say, and because, like, this was a tragedy. But then, having said that, on reflection, like, we were very lucky nobody was hurt. We're very lucky that we're still operational, and we have plans to move forward. And I kind of be a positive guy, but I think, you know, from a mental health point of view, from lots of things, we've remained positive, and I think, you know, we've rallied around. The team were great, like the support we got in Four Park Business Park here from all the businesses here, that some of whom we would have dealt with, some we wouldn't have dealt with. Southern Scientific, Mary BT and Irish Drains, Kevin Moynihan, like, literally gave us a forklift. Work away there, lads, take it as long as you need it. We have offices over there. He won't take any monies from us. Like, it has just been incredible, and thank you very much to all those people who are supportive of us.
Eileen, would it be the same story from you?
Absolutely, 100%. And I think importantly to note as well is that support, that never-ending support, and it's still coming in every day when we tell our clients or tell anybody who is asking, well, you know what, we're rebuilding and we'll be up and running completely by the first quarter of next year. We just gathered strength from that. So, like, it made us stronger. Every single day, it made us stronger. So we didn't have to, we didn't, how would I say, at any stage, we didn't falter, because that strength, that support we were getting from people was absolutely emotionally really, really valuable to us. And I can't say how grateful we are for that, from just within this community, this family that's here actually in Fire and Four Centre, because that's what it is. It's a great big family. We all work together and we support each other. It was just phenomenal. And from our clients and from any businesses or the local people walking down the street, it was just absolutely incredible. Incredible. And thank you to all of those people for their support, because it has kept us going and it's made us stronger every day.
That's Eileen O'Leary there, Commercial and Sales Manager with Diamond Linen, and Conor Hennigan, the Managing Director, talking about what it's been like, really, the firefighting that they've had to do since then to keep the company alive, to keep it going, to keep their clients supplied during the busiest part of the season, despite the fact that all of their machinery and dryers and washers and ironers and everything else like that were put out of commission by that fire on the 27th of July. A remarkable story of resilience and great tribute to the staff and to everyone involved in that company as well. I just thought we'd bring you that story because it was a very tough one for a young company to be able to deal with. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us in the programme.